Episode 375, August 6th, 2018.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
From radio, oh, 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 oh. Now in a closet studio, oh, 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 oh. They are Robin Joe. All the listeners in the chat room, they make Rob mad, mad, mad. But when they slurp our producer, oh, you know it makes them glad, glad. The girls that Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote. He wants them. Oh, time to his bedpost. Oh, baby.
We just did a bonus show, Joe. Do we have another show in us tonight?
We have more stuff than I ever remember having before a show.
Yeah, and I literally just remembered something that I wrote down. So we have a lot to talk about. Welcome to the Rob and Joe Show. Full house tonight. Robbie, Marcus, the chat is hopping. We're going to talk about the number of dicks Katie has claimed to have seen in her lifetime.
That was actually something we may or may not talk about. No. I guess that's now the tease for the end of the show.
That's got to be the tease, the Katie Dick tease. Last week, though... We recorded the show earlier because I was in San Francisco. I was flying back when the show aired for our chat patrons, if you will. And apparently, it was a lively group in there last week. I take it you weren't monitoring that, Joe, but Robbie was.
I didn't even know that Robbie was gonna air it. I guess for the quote unquote live broadcast. I didn't even know.
That's why Robbie is beloved by the hardcores, because he does those little things that we don't even realize or recognize.
The people in chat represent less than 1% of our listenership.
Yes.
Correct.
But Robbie caters to them like they're 98%.
Absolutely.
Although, I will say it is fair to cater to the Bergsons. I don't mind that at all.
Yes. And speaking of the Bergsons, I hope Mac liked last week's show better, because he was shitting on the show 2 weeks ago. But we won't talk about our tweets. Sorry, Mac. But... They have an idea, Robbie, regarding Joe's potential Atlantic City bachelor party.
Well, the idea is just that they come, right?
Well, I don't know. I thought there was some whole
thing. Mac simply said, if Scott, Jim Amato, and myself come to Atlantic City, would that change your mind? And I said, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you still won't fit in. It's still going to be, you're still going to be the one in the corner.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying
I would love to have you there.
I would look forward to hanging out with those guys more.
No, you're right. That would make it better. But it's Joe's bachelor party.
Well, it's up to you. I'd love for those guys to come. Yeah, anybody who wants to come is welcome to come.
How many people have two guys they've never met in their life at their bachelor party?
I met Scott Bergson.
I'm talking about Jim Amato and Mac Bergson.
Oh, yeah. You mean never met in person? I've probably had interactions with Mac, 50 times?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, at least. Yeah. No, I would love it if those guys, Scott helped come up with the idea. I mean, he was there in the brainstorming part of this.
My dad would rather have Mac Bergson there than anyone in the world, including me. He'd rather have Mac there than me. I know that because he'll see me again, but. He doesn't know when he's going to see Mac.
If we had the bachelor party in Atlantic City and Gramps was going to drive up with you, and the last minute your plans change, you had to do something with Katie or whatever, But the party was still going on. Would he still go? Everything's booked. We're all going.
So people go?
Yeah.
If Mac was going?
Yes.
I think only if Robbie was still going. Okay. I don't think he would just go up to Atlantic City. But if Robbie was still going, he would.
Okay.
Apparently there's sound issues, Robbie. Are you seeing that? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, guys, how does it sound now?
Yeah, let's hear what chat has to say.
Let us know, chat.
Yes, Banana Girl is letting us know what we have now sound. Here we go.
It's
Mac
important.
And Gramps are talking right now about going to El Salto's.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, perfect.
All right.
So, yeah, they're certainly invited. I'd prefer them be there than it, as much as anybody.
This is sound like it's going to be an amazing bachelor party. I'm getting excited.
You think an amazing bachelor party has Jim Amato?
Yes,
he looks
does.
Like a party animal.
You know, it's funny. When I was in Philadelphia at Helium, there was a guy in the front row, and he looked like Jim Amato.
Were you excited?
And I was excited because Jim lives in Pittsburgh. But you know, I'm thinking, this is as I'm on stage. I'm thinking, well, maybe he came to Philly. They're both in Pennsylvania. They're not that close, but. You know, in my mind.
Close enough that you can get there, right?
But then I noticed that this guy is probably the only one that in my line of sight that's not laughing at me.
He's like, fuck
this
guy.
So now I'm like, fuck you, Jim Amato. And then I later realized.
It was just some dick.
It's just some guy that's not Jim Amato. So.
All right, real quick. From our early, early episode, Southern Belle is in chat. She now calls herself Banana Girl. I'm not sure why, but maybe she can explain. Either way, she basically says hi to Gramps. Gramps immediately sexualizes it. Hi, sweet pea. Okay, whatever.
That's a nice, charming thing.
Fair
to
enough.
Say.
She says, "How are you?" He says, "Not as beautiful as you." Okay, well, that's
well,
got nothing to do with how you're doing. But anyway, that's what's going on in chat.
Well, that's their relationship. If he just said, "I'm fine. How are you?" She'd be like, "What the fuck's wrong with Gramps? What did I do?"
Yeah. Oh my God, is he pissed at me?
So I was flying back from San Francisco when the show aired last Monday night. It's a full flight, and I have a window seat. And the doors are about to shut, and the two seats next to me are still empty. So I'm thinking, did I hit the home run here? Look, they made a point to say that it's literally full flight, not a single seat. And so I'm like, what are the odds that I have two? And then I see a woman come down the aisle with a newborn baby.
Oh, God.
So.
How long is the flight? You're totally from California.
It's 6 hours. So, I mean, it's in the air, it's like five and change, but, you know, the total. So, well, this is my question. Would you rather have a woman and a baby in the aisle, the baby's in her lap, so the middle seat is unoccupied, but I have a baby potentially crying? Or would you rather just have two people sitting, so I have no one, I have someone right next to me?
Oh, I'd rather have no baby.
What about
especially
you?
If I'm not in the middle. If I'm on either the window or the aisle, then I'd much rather have people. I can lean.
Right. So this baby, I am not exaggerating. No, it's not a fucking peep.
Oh, I swear I thought you were going to say it cried from the second that the plane took off to the.
But
not
that's
a peep.
But that's that wouldn't be the miracle. Because that would be the more likely thing, that it cried the whole time. I'm telling you, I almost thought it wasn't alive.
She killed the baby.
It didn't make a noise. It slept the whole time, and then it did like nothing, not a single utterance of anything. How is that possible? Is this baby like a superhero? I couldn't believe it.
Was it some sort of sociological experiment? It was just a doll?
I don't know. It was. The breastfeeding happened.
Was it awake?
It at the very end, you know, planes, you land, it's shaky. You would think it would. There are people
plus
making
your
noises.
Ears, the pressure,
yes.
All that stuff. Yeah,
I don't. It's I'm baffled.
Well, you're not rooting for a baby now.
No, no, I'm not going to have a baby because of that. What if I did because of that? And then it just cried all the time.
Well, you think you'll ever have a kid? You think those days are?
Jeez, this took a real turn.
Yeah, I'm just wondering because I'm thinking about getting a. You know, we're trying to get a dog.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same thing.
Well, no, it's not, but this will be, you know, Katie and I aren't going to have kids, so this is going to be our kid, basically.
Yes, I think I will have a kid at some point.
A kid that lives, you know, 10 years. That's basically what we're going to have.
Yes, I think I'll have a kid that lives 10 years.
No, no, that's what we're going to have.
I thought you were saying what I was hoping for. Yes, I want it to live.
I'm rooting for your kid to live at least 10 years.
Thank you. Yes.
So here's what's going on with our dog experience, okay? I think we've mentioned it several times. We're in search of a dog aggressively.
And you want a dog that dies in 4 years.
No, I talked about loving that breed, the French Mastiff. But we want a large dog. That's what we want. I don't think that's okay. We prefer large dogs. We want a large dog.
Yeah.
We don't want a pit bull.
No.
That's it. That's the only criteria.
Now, how large is large? Like,
well, we'll take
golden retriever size?
Golden retriever and up. That's what we want. Okay? So, we have, no lie, we've been 50 times to the SPCA and shelter. Mm-hmm. 50 times. Okay? We put in for multiple dogs. We're turned down every single time. Okay.
How? What's the basis of accepting or turning down?
Well, if multiple people come in for a dog, then they look at those people and their living circumstances, and then they make a decision based on that.
Okay.
So, for example, the most recently we put in for a German Shepherd, and another family who already had a German Shepherd and had a big yard or whatever, they got it.
This is some bullshit.
No, it keeps happening, okay? I think we put in for 6 or 7 dogs, and every single time we've been looked over. So, Robbie, bad news. We got it. We have to go to Lancaster. What are we supposed to do?
Uh-oh.
We can't get a dog. Give me my options, Robbie. What am I supposed to do?
You can drive a little bit further out.
We've been to Montgomery County.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Turn down.
Maybe you need to widen your dog choice.
But yeah, but I'm telling you, I want a large breed. Okay,
why do
I don't
you want a large breed?
Well, I prefer those. I mean, why do you date Tawanda?
Well, okay, but
why don't you date a big fat chick with one eye?
But a large breed is more. There's more to deal with than a smaller dog.
This is what we like.
Some more hair.
They eat more. They live.
This is what we like. Again,
I was just curious. That's all.
No, I mean, what I don't want to now have to do is get a dog I don't want so I can meet Robbie's narrative. You follow what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying.
So
we're
struggling.
Open your mind and open your heart.
Don't stop with the heart. Robbie, you're being a dick.
The right dog will fall in your lap.
So speaking of heart, Katie went to a dog show, you know, where they bring the rescues in to pet. She goes there, right? We see a dog. Right, by the way, we put in for it again. You want to see it?
Yeah.
So here's the dog we put in for.
But this is pending?
Pending, right.
Okay.
Pending,
that's
right.
A beautiful dog.
Right, pending. So we put in for another dog. There's a lady there asking everyone. God, think about this is. So, Robbie, just so you'll know, this is the kind of shit that doesn't help your cause, okay? Right. There's a lady here asking everyone who brings their dog into Petco, is that dog a rescue? And if they say yes, she hugs them. However, somebody said, no, I got it from a breeder in North Carolina. What do you think she did?
Well, I know the answer.
Spit on him.
She goes, you, sir, are absolutely disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself. And then growled at the dog.
At the dog.
Now, Robbie just said, open your heart. You see what I'm saying? It's literally the same thing I was talking about beforehand about calling people racist when, you know, because.
Yeah, well, that lady's just an asshole.
No, Robbie, you just did the same thing as if I'm heartless because I can't get the dog that I want. And that's the type of mentality that drives people to say, go fuck yourself. I'm dead serious. You got to, when you have a cause, you got to temper it. Because now here I am. By the way,
I didn't yell at you. I just said.
I know. Open your heart. I got it.
Patience is required.
But hear me out. Yeah. The people at the shelter, I'm telling you, first of all, it's very frustrating that the number of people that volunteer to help dogs versus people, which is kind of gives you an idea of the confusion about what's important.
Right.
If you want to help both, that's fine. Like Marcus, he loves all, right? Dogs and people, right? But these people, they look at you like, talk about judging, right? By the way, the people at our local animal shelter, they've seen us 30 times. They know we want a dog.
Can't you just tell them who you are?
They know us. We've been putting in applications.
You're 98 Rocks, Joe Robinson.
They don't give a fuck about that.
They're the big Ravens fans.
No, they don't care about who I am. They care that I live in a townhome, right?
That's a negative.
And the type of dog I want is obviously, like people go in and they go, I don't want a small dog. I don't want a pit bull. There's a very limited choice in terms of what's available. So as soon as it comes in, they get three or four people putting it in. Matter of fact, the German Shepherd that we put in for, there was another family putting in for it right after us. We were the first people to put in for it. By the way, what order you come in doesn't matter. They're the judge. There's a jury.
How long does it usually take to deliberate?
Well, this is funny because we put in for the one dog, and then we went back the next week, and there it was. It was there. So we were going to ask about it.
Could have been in your home.
As we were walking in, there's a lady who had a German Shepherd outside. And, of course, you pet the dog because that's Jordan Peterson's 12th rule. Pet an animal you see on the street.
Racist.
So I pet the dog, and then she goes, yeah, we're putting in for another dog. They're here today to see if they're compatible, and if they are, we're taking it home. Well, it was our fucking dog. So we literally watched them take the dog that we put. By the way, we were the first people to put in for it, take it, have it play with it. By the way, it was completely disinterested in the other dog, but they didn't care about that. They cared about whether or not they were aggressive towards each other. And then off they went with this dog, and now here we are back to square one trying to find a dog.
It probably hurts you that there's no kids, there's no big yard, there's no...
I don't know if kids hurt us.
There's no other pet.
Well,
or does that help you?
No, it doesn't help.
What
we don't have a dog.
What would the dog do during the day? How would this work?
The same thing this dog's going to... You can't just leave dogs running around the house, two German Shepherds.
I don't know.
Well, we would probably crate our dog, right?
Okay.
Which, by the way, they love. Like, we had a crated dog when I...
I don't know what that means.
It means you have a cage for them, and they sleep in that. That's basically
inside
their...
Inside or out?
Inside.
Okay.
So they sleep inside of this crate. And matter of fact, when we had one dog that was crated, and another... We had two dogs back when I... Before, in my previous life. And one dog wanted to live in a crate, and the other one didn't. Well, that's what we would do. We'd have a crate, and, you know, you'd have it. And if it was... didn't chew up things or whatever, it would be free to roam the house. If it did, we'd crate it, which is a lot of people do that.
Is this dog going to be jumping on me? Because I don't like when dogs jump on me.
So Katie is really aggressively train happy, if that makes sense. It won't.
Right.
But hell, their dog that their parents have, it's not allowed to bark.
Well, I like that.
So they have like a little electronic thing on its collar, and if it barks, they hit it, and it just doesn't bark anymore.
Maybe that's what was on the baby.
It doesn't bark, but that's the issue.
I don't pet dogs I see on the street.
Well,
is that the rule I'm breaking?
No, there's no rule. It's just, I mean, I'm not going to preach to you, but it says something about you. What kind of person do you want to be?
Well, I don't. I let my mind my business. That's the kind of person that I.
Yeah, that's no. I'm not upset with you. Right. I mean, I'm somebody who wants to be somebody who is affectionate towards animals.
Okay, but I don't know that that dog wants to be.
No,
pet.
No, I hear what you're saying. I'm just telling you that
if the dog shows some interest in me,
what does it say?
Right, I'm not like Gramps. I just come up and just start petting. See?
Yes,
yeah.
Gramps starts
the
dry.
The right thing to do is to ask if you can pet the person.
Of course, you ask. Nobody said
I've
you didn't
never,
ask.
I've never asked if I can ask. Pet.
Well, yeah. She probably doesn't know all the words to use to ask.
Do you take a shower right before you pet the dog to let it know that you want?
I want its affection.
Just all kinds of references. All right. Well, Marcus has a dog. He was telling us before the show, but it's not a big girl like you like him.
No, I swear, if Marcus had a dog that was golden retriever sized or bigger, I would seriously consider just saying, all right, it's dog time.
Marcus, make it happen.
No, it's too small.
No, actually, there are a couple up here. If you really are interested, I can definitely hook you up.
Okay, well, what do you mean hook me up? Do I just get them? Do I have to put in for it? Am I chosen? Are people going to interview me to see if I'm worthy?
You'd have to fill out some paperwork.
Which I'll do.
But and I would vouch for you. And I saw one. It was a Bernese. And
now you're up our alley.
One.
That's the kind of dog we're looking for.
I'd have to ask, Elise saw them all, so I'd have to ask her. There was a number of large dogs in the mix that came up actually from South Carolina, and we're fostering a puppy. Right,
you would drive up to Vermont and get this dog?
No, we could make whatever arrangements were necessary to get it. You know, maybe meet halfway. Who knows?
All right.
Maybe have it flown here.
Maybe just meet at the bachelor party.
Yes, maybe have Marcus bring it to the bachelor party.
Don't tell the shelter that you're going to fly the dog. Some don't like to do that.
Well, no, I'm going to tell the truth, and if they don't want me to have the dog, then I won't. I mean, you know, that's what I'll do.
I have lied on adoption applications.
We don't lie. That's the thing. By the way, that's another one of Jordan Peterson's 12
Jesus,
rules of life.
Jesus, enough with the Jordan
don't
Peterson.
Don't lie. Don't lie.
I was on the plane to L.A., to San Francisco, And there was a kid next to me, about 10 years old. Again, no middle seat this time. This motherfucker, he got up to go to the bathroom. I'm telling you, at least 15 times.
How old was he?
9 or 10. I tried to talk to him because he was by himself and he was flying. I picked up this from listening to him talk to the flight attendant. He was visiting his grandparents in D.C. and flying back home to San Francisco. When I was 10, I did the opposite. I would fly to San Francisco by myself, the first time I ever flew by myself, to see my grandparents, and then I'd fly. So it was the opposite. So I told him that, and he was like, I don't care. I mean, he didn't say that, but he just went back to playing.
He was self-absorbed.
Yeah.
He went right back to talking about himself.
Right. We did not bond at all over that, which I thought was interesting. So
that is weird. You know, what do you do now when you fly? Your grandparents aren't allowed to meet you at the gate anymore, are they?
He got sent off by his grandmother.
And then he just got off the plane and you're leaving some 10-year-old to their own devices?
No, he walks off with the flight attendants.
And then they take him to, gotcha.
Off. Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back and, you know, who knows? We'll talk about Katie and Dix eventually. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show from the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and the newly dead game Comes Back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under $1 a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Next performance, August 11th at the Bright Box Theater, Winchester. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
You said you've been drinking more.
Oh, yeah. It's been an interesting 2 weeks in the Rob Mayer household.
Sometimes, if he's lazy, he'll go into the bathroom and he'll clean his junk in the sink with hand soap.
Hit me with your best shot.
I just need to interrupt for just a second on a technical issue.
Great. The whole show hasn't been recorded.
I was just sitting here thinking about what an idiot you are for being wrong about Stephen King.
And I just went to the murder mystery Saturday night. Really funny. Loved it. Except for the creepy musical act guy.
Regardless of what you like, it's got to be fucking funnier than J.L. Covan's 900 Trump tweets.
I said, if they would only offer a bond me, I would love them long time.
Imagine you're a doctor.
Yeah.
And you're horrible at your hobby.
I started listening to Rob and Joe because of Americas. Thank you, Laura. Max says, thank you, Laura. It's a great show in spite of Joe Robbins. Marcus, I mean, this is your baby. Your response?
Fuck off. Fuck off.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. Other than it was too loud, but yeah. That's on Robbie.
Who do we thank for that, Jim Amato or Robbie Robinson? Who produced that?
Jim Amato, of course.
Okay, well, there you go. Awesome job, Jim. I was with Koechner in San Francisco. That's a couple stories from that. First of all, I mean, you probably have experience with this, talking music with someone in their 20s because of Katie. But I am, you know, I guess this is just the old guy in me, but I don't think I can do that anymore because I was just having this hypothetical. We were hanging out with some of the staff after the show. And I go, you could see any three bands or artists in history, anytime, in their prime. Who would you see?
I would, in their prime.
Well, you can see them whenever you want, whenever you decide that their best time to see them was.
Yeah, I guess I'd see the Beatles.
Right.
And I'd probably see Elvis.
Yeah.
And I'd probably see, I guess, it's probably between The Who and Led Zeppelin, although I've seen The Who, so it wouldn't be that. I guess Led Zeppelin.
That's pretty good. So, I forget what my answer was, but probably I would like to see Led Zeppelin. I'd like to see Queen.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd like to see Michael Jackson in his heyday. But this guy said Taylor Swift.
You can see her now.
I said, are you not understanding the question? Like, you can.
And she's at her prime.
You don't need this time machine.
Hey, she's on tour right now.
Right. She's literally. You can see her right now, and you can still get three that you couldn't see. And he's like, no, that's my answer. I'm like, are you fucking... What? So you'd rather see... you don't want to see Queen in Wembley Stadium. You want to see Taylor Swift in Nats Park. That's what...
Like, you're really? Just there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. It's like if you had the technology that the beam me up, the Star Trek thing, and where would you want to go? How about the mall?
Yes.
Like, you could drive there, asshole. Like, you can't be in Italy eating dinner at some fucking restaurant in 2 seconds. So, it's why am I even talking to you? By the way, even if...
That, did he change his mind or did he stick to double down?
He fucking doubled down. The fact that that's one of your three favorite artists of all time is also bad, but I can get past that. If you just, but you can't get
also,
past the fact that you would.
Even if Taylor Swift was dead, it's still horrible.
Yes, right? It's horrible in every way. So we're hanging out with Koechner, and Koechner got there the night before, so he had met a few people. And this guy comes up to us, and he's dressed really nice, suit. He goes, yeah, I own my place. Come to my place tomorrow night. It's the oldest Italian restaurant in San Francisco. And there's a guy there that works there as well, a younger guy. And so we're talking to them. He's like, he keeps coming over. Come by tomorrow. I'll take care of you. I'm like, okay, maybe. He goes, come on. You love it. It's, you know, I'm like, okay.
You go by, it's a macaroni grill.
So I exchange information. I get his number. And then the next day, I'm like, do you want to go? He's like, you know, this guy, he's probably been telling everybody we're going to be there. And I mean, it's close. It's like 2 blocks away from the hotel. It's on the way, walking us to the club. But I don't know if I want to deal with all the, you know, him making a big deal about it. And I'm like, all right, let me know how you feel. So I go, I look online. It's got great reviews.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, you know, free meal. I mean, it's going to, you know, I've been in Italy before where the guy took us out and he goes, they just ordered it all for you. You didn't do anything. It just kept, food kept coming. I'm like, that's what we're thinking. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's do it. And he goes, all right. So we walk in, you know, expecting, like, I text this guy, we're going to be there at 6. We walk in expecting, like, oh, my God, there you are. Come this way, right? We walk in, like, nobody says anything. Nobody recognizes him. We just sit down. Okay. Waiter comes over, just normal. And I go, is the owner here? He goes, so-and-so? I go, no, I'm not sure. I don't think that's his name. Ask him, the waiter, the server, the younger guy, because he was with us last night. He knows who he was. He comes over and goes, yeah, you're with Lola. He's like the third manager. Okay, he said it was his place, so that's what he kept calling it his place. I go, was he here? He goes, no, he left. I go, where is he at? He left like 3 hours ago. Where'd he go? He went to the airport. He's flying to Mexico. So not only is he not there to take care of us, he's out of the fucking country.
And you have to pay for this meal?
Well, I don't, but Koechner does. But I mean,
is he like this fucking dick?
Right. So I text him a picture of our food and said, thanks for dinner. But we thought that this was going to be this whole production. We almost didn't show because of that.
And oh, then that's hilarious.
Not only is he not there, he's not even in the country.
And they couldn't have cared less that David Koechner was there.
No free drink. Although we were sitting, there was a table across from us, and it was a family, and this guy comes over, and he goes, do you have anything to do with Omaha, Nebraska? To Koechner. He goes, I have some in-laws that are from there, but show business, that's where you know me from. He goes, no, what about Omaha, Nebraska, though? He goes, again, I've never been there. I do have my only connection is I have two in-laws. Okay, but I feel like I know you from work or something. He goes, no, it's going to be show business. Are you sure? He will not get off the Omaha thing. It's like, dude, he's giving you the hints. Get off Omaha. And the whole family recognized him. Do you think your daughter like knows who you work with? Like everyone, that, you know. And he went. We never told him. And he went back to his seat, just frustrated.
Fucking dick from Omaha won't acknowledge it.
Fuck you, Omaha. So, but other than that, great times in San Francisco.
Cool, man. Cool. Yeah. So I went for a run on Saturday morning. Okay. And I was 10 minutes into my run. Okay. My idea is I'm going to run for 30 minutes.
That's 15, a long time.
15 minutes up, 15 minutes back.
Without a break?
Nope. That's the plan. So nice. Now, you know, my cardio is fine. It's just right. I eat like shit and I'm fat. So, I've been exercising consistently now for seven, going on my eighth month, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it shows.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. So I go running and I'm 10 minutes in and I step off of the pavement. It's a B&A trail. If those of you know what it is. There's grass, there's pavement. I step off of it. I sprain my ankle. You see it. It's black and blue. It's big and fat. But I also fall and I skin my knee. I'm going to let you see my knee.
Did anybody see this?
Hey, everybody asked the same question, and that's it. But I'm actually going to change the bandage so just so you can see it.
Oh, no.
But this thing happened.
Are you going to take a photo of it?
This, if you'd like. This thing happened 3 days ago. So here we go. I'm going to have to pull away from the mic, so I might need you to comment on it. Here we go.
Come over towards me, then.
I'm actually going to hold my knee up. I'm going to hold it up.
Get it up high. You want me to do a video of? I am videotaping. Oh, that! It's like some Walking Dead kind of shit here.
Now this happened on Saturday morning.
It's still shiny and nasty.
It's still bleeding.
Yeah.
So I probably need a skin graft.
Have you put anything on it?
Of course I'm. What? Of course I fucking put something on it.
Well, you're Joe. You don't know how to do things.
Hold on, get this on here.
All right. You have a legitimate injury.
So
how hard did you? You can't be running that fast. I know you. How did you hurt yourself that badly? That is an old man shit right there.
Yeah. So, of course, I fall. Now I see in the distance. It's probably 100 yards away, maybe longer than I see people. Of course, they see me. You know, they're riding a bike forward.
Yeah.
Well, they clearly see me.
And you're bleeding.
Well, right now I'm on the ground. They don't know what the hell happened to me so far. So I'm on the ground, and I'm like, fuck, I got to get up. Because if I'm on the ground, they're going to get off their bike, so I got to get up. Now, my ankle, I don't know. Let me get a good look at my ankle.
I saw it's definitely swollen. Oh, yeah.
So it's black and blue. It's twice the size of the other ankle. But I can't. I just don't want to have. What can they do? Ride me back on their fucking bike? There's nothing, right?
You know, I understand. You don't want anybody seeing you or coming over and talking to you.
Nothing. So I start, I get myself up, and I'm in pain. But I fucking get up as quick as I can. But you see my knee.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think it looked like 2 days ago? It's just gushing blood. Blood is pouring down my leg. So.
And the bad part here, guys, it's the right ankle on the left knee. So you have pain on both sides of your body.
Well, the knee is nothing compared to the ankle. The knee is covered up, and you know it is what it is. So. I got to fucking get moving so I don't have to have all these people going, are you okay? Well, here's the problem. The problem is I now have to walk back. It's 10 minutes of running. I'm a mile away. I'm a mile away. So now I have to walk back a mile on the ankle that you just saw. And it just happened.
How hard was that?
Fucking hard, right?
So, did you think about calling an Uber?
Well, so I have my phone, but no, you can't call an Uber. It's like a bike path.
Oh, gotcha.
A car can't get there. Even if I call Katie, what the fuck am I going to do with it? What's she going to do? Come and fucking carry me? So there's nothing I can do other than just fucking hobble back 1 mile. But the problem is my knee is just pouring blood all the way down my leg into my sock. Everybody who's going by me sees it. So every single person...
Are you avoiding eye contact?
I'm doing everything I can. I actually got a leaf and I wet it and I try to wipe the blood off of it. But there's nothing I can do because I have this giant red...
Right.
I mean, it's the size of a silver dollar.
You have a leaf on your knee.
No,
were you wearing
no.
your never estimated t-shirt?
No, I didn't keep the leaf on, but I was wiping the blood off my leg because it was just pouring down into my sock and everything. And as people were going by, they saw that and they knew, oh, this guy hurt himself. And I'm not exaggerating. 50 people. Are you okay? Is everything okay? Can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. Never stopped the whole way. Finally, I get almost to where I'm going to walk up into my community.
Yeah.
I mean, the home stretch, the last 5 minutes, and these two, the girl and her mom, they're walking two small dogs, and they say, oh, are you okay? I go, yeah, I just fell. It looks worse than it is, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're going the same way I'm going. So the whole time, we have a five-minute conversation about my injury as I navigate into...
Is that the worst you've hurt yourself in years? Just from falling or...
No, it's when he pulled the mole off his taint.
No, this is worse than that. That shored up quick.
Do you think you could physically handle a large dog, Joe? I mean,
not now, yeah.
Rough
knock me over.
It might crush you.
Yeah, this is the worst I've hurt myself in... Probably 20 years.
Wow.
I haven't had stitches or anything like that. Not in 20 years. I've had stitches.
I've never had stitches.
I've never broken a bone.
I've never broken a bone either. Well, that's the new name of the podcast. Well, No Bones Broken.
I've broken a tooth. I guess that's a bone, so.
I don't count that.
Okay, then no. I've never broken a bone, but I've had a bunch of stitches.
Hey, I finally saw a movie that the people would be surprised that I'd never seen.
Let's hear it.
It's in the cartoon family. Another surprise.
Give me a hint. I want to guess.
Well, we've talked about it recently. And
The Incredibles?
No, I saw The Incredibles. That's the one Pixar movie I had seen. Well, that and Up.
Is this a Pixar movie?
Yes, I believe it.
Toy Story.
Yes. Yes, I liked it. It was good. You guys go check it out.
Hey, real quick, I didn't plan on talking about this, but I just saw my favorite movie of the entire year.
Black Panther again?
I saw Black Panther was from last year, right?
No, it was February, I think.
How was it? Black Panther's not one of my five favorite movies this year.
Racist.
But yeah, probably. I'm probably going to be called that. But I saw Eighth Grade. Check it out. It is a fucking masterpiece. I loved it.
What's it about?
It's about this girl.
It's about the ninth grade.
And she's a very awkward kid, mm-hmm. and she's in her last week of the eighth grade, and she's basically just trying to navigate life. And it's so fucking great. So please, I can't endorse it enough. Go see Eighth Grade. If you don't like it, Rob will give you your money back.
Yep, Tawan and I, we saw Mission Impossible. So this is now the third movie I've seen this year.
I really like Mission Impossible, but I mean, the dialogue is so bad.
Well, there wasn't much of it, so.
It's almost distracting. Everything is a cliche, but the action is so good. I liked it. It's not my top five, but I really enjoyed it.
So, I'm watching the Nationals game. Tawana's sort of watching it the other day. And she goes, Tanner Roark's pitching. She goes, I don't recognize him. I go, well, you know, there's a lot of pitchers.
Yeah.
It's not like one of the famous guys. And she goes, well, how many pitchers are there on a team? I said, like 11 or 12.
Right.
She goes, what?
Well, how many did she think there were?
Guess.
Well, the fact that she's saying that, three.
Three, yes.
Yes!
She thought there were three pitchers on a team.
She thought it was Scherzer, Strasburg, and Roark. Yeah, that was it.
I said, their arms would fall off. I said, no, they don't. I said, a starter only pitches every 5 days.
Yeah, and then that guy only pitches six or seven innings, maybe, if you're lucky, right?
She was just shocked to discover that. But hey.
Well, that's because she's more of a fan of the Cy Young era, where they pitched every game.
Exactly. She's old school. Satchel Paige, come on. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll finally get into Katie and Dix. Rob and Josh, I'll be right back.
The Rob and Joe Show has become a fixture in my weekly flow. I don't miss work or church or chores, nor would I forget Rob and Joe. They aren't just funny, but can be most interesting. Not only that, I make new friends and share our thoughts by being there with them in chat. Their great success is created by all the talent that they share. But much of it is just because they, with great luck, have Robbie there. For those who miss the bonus shows, I promise it would be worthwhile to pay $5 just to add to your life many laughs and smiles. Just go to Patreon and join. Become a patron today. I promise you will never feel as though you've thrown $5 away.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, and how did this conversation come up with you and Kate?
Well, before I say that, let me say this. I walked outside and my neighbors saw Katie and me. We came out of the house on Sunday morning. We're going to church or something. I don't remember. So, she goes, oh, my gosh. Katie goes, what? She goes, I hadn't seen you in so long. I thought he'd killed you. So if that's a joke, which I think is hilarious, but, yeah. I mean, would you ever say that to somebody? I thought you killed. I'm like, well, wouldn't you just assume maybe your schedules didn't sync up? You immediately went to I murdered her.
Are you guys having big arguments? Do you have thin walls here in your town home?
They're rear windowing you guys.
I don't know, but. How long would you have to not see your neighbor till you thought that the person killed him? Wouldn't you think they split up before you thought that somebody killed somebody?
I don't think so. This sounds like Burbs 2. Tom Hanks, top five movie.
So I don't remember how it came up. Maybe
Is she here?
She has this workout class. It's at 6. She might be back. Hold on, I'll check. Hey, Kane, are you here? So I'll text her, actually, if she's here.
She said yes. She's coming up.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So how do we get into the conversation?
How do we turn your mic up?
I got her. So there we go. Here, say
check. I haven't been listening at all, so I don't know what this is about.
Pop in. Check,
the
check,
number
check.
Of Hello? Dicks yeah. you've seen in your lifetime.
How well, hold that? On. Before we talk about that, how did we get into the conversation?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. You were talking about Google. No, was it Apple? Apple is worth $1 trillion.
Yeah, $1 trillion. Right,
now?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. And you made the joke, because here's what I said. I said, trillion, when you use the word trillion, how often are you exaggerating? What percent of the time? And you said 84%, because, and I said that's low.
Because usually my exaggerating term is billion. When I say trillion, I'm actually talking about. Well,
but how many things are you ever use a trillion? Unless you're talking about stars, grains of sand, or the
yes.
national debt,
yes.
you'd never use the word
That's
trillion.
That's the only time I use the word.
So you're 100% of the time, when you say trillion,
yes.
you mean what you
He's
said.
He's a billion yes. guy.
Now, I don't agree with you.
Thank you.
But I hear,
I'm just saying me. That's why I still say 84%. I said I'm in the minority.
It's high. I got
I'm
you.
Old school. I still go millions. I talk
I go thousand. It's... anyway, so that's... so.
He has literally hundreds of dollars.
So as soon as I said that, I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting, because that's probably the word that's most used in an exaggeration.
Right.
Like billion, yeah. there are billionaires. You say billion, and sometimes you mean it.
Right.
Right, I remember right. the lottery almost breached $1 billion.
Somebody's worth some.
Right,
companies.
But
worth
trillion. Some. This is the first time Apple's worth $1 trillion. No other company's ever been worth $1 trillion.
How many right. billions make a trillion?
100.
Oh.
No, 1,000. Sorry, geez, oh, don't get me. Oh, they almost ripped me a new one.
Wow.
1,000.
Okay, so how did this get? I'm still not understanding.
So anyway, so then, well, you were actually on the text string where I asked the question about.
How
what
often,
percentage is right? How often do you use the word trillion? Is it an exaggeration?
Right.
And she said, it's not when I say I've seen a trillion dicks. So she made
okay.
a joke, right? And then
in
I,
person.
Right. And well, then we got there. She said she thinks she's
Today.
Seen a 1,000 dicks.
I'm easily. Like,
well, stop with the easily, right?
so, without even trying.
Yeah, right. She's like offended that I would think she's
no.
hasn't seen 1,000. So
between...
No, I get it.
Okay.
Babies,
not,
movies,
not
actual
textbooks. Not that I'm reading a lot of textbooks. But
textbooks.
I mean, I'll bet you've seen less than 4 dicks in a textbook.
No, easily.
So now you
got to
find another 900.
What class are you taking where you're seeing dicks
yes,
in textbooks?
Dicks 101.
I went to medical school. I'm actually a
I'm
dick
sorry.
Doctor.
Introduction to dicks.
Okay. Do you watch a lot of porn?
But she doesn't watch a lot of porn.
I don't. I mean, I do watch porn, but I don't watch a lot of porn.
I've never seen you. You and I've watched porn maybe twice together. That's it. And I've never walked in. I wouldn't care, but I've never seen her watch porn. Maybe
you're not always around me.
I understand
yeah.
that, right? But every once in a while, like, I'll be away and she'll say she watched it. But, I mean, I bet you don't watch porn.
I watch it at least once a week.
Okay.
You do?
Yes.
The same one? Or are we seeing different
no.
dicks?
Well,
no.
hold on. You watch porn once a week. When? When do you watch it?
You're not here all the time, Joe.
Yeah, you're not always here.
So every time I leave, you start watching porn?
Yes. When you did the post-game the other day, the pre-game Ravens, she was watching porn.
Did you watch porn when I did the Ravens broadcast?
No.
So you watch porn 52
Anytime
times
you're
a
like,
year.
Okay, imagine you go to poker.
Okay, got
okay.
that.
More in the morning. You leave every morning before I do.
You watch porn in the morning
Not
every
always.
Morning?
Yeah.
You do sometimes?
After you two have sex, and she didn't quite
Okay, once
get
a week
enough.
Might be... I might be a little much, but I mean, multiple times a month.
Okay, so 2 to 4 times a month?
Yes.
Okay. So it's more likely that you would have watched porn in July than you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, but okay. you're doing it once a week. All well, right. now it's easy to get to 1,000.
And you're not, and you're just, you
Do
don't
you have a go-to? Do you
yeah.
always go to look at Lexington Steel?
No, I don't have a go-to. I do like weird stuff.
She likes gangbangs.
No, I do like weird stuff, but.
Okay. Wait a minute.
What do you like?
What? What's weird
By
to
the way,
you
I'm
might
telling
be normal
you.
Not meaning,
all.
Meaning I don't like specifically like something weird. I like to look at weird stuff, but the weirdest thing, you know, what's really kind of cool is like the trans people.
You're like watching trans.
You're watching like chicks with dicks.
Yeah, not always. I just think it's interesting.
Are they with?
Are you pleasuring yourself when you watch that?
Not, are they with,
I don't usually get anywhere with it. I just will watch
who
it.
Who are they with in this? Are they with each
another
other?
Another girl, another guy, sometimes.
It's a threesome.
Yeah, sometimes.
So that means you are interested in that.
But I also like the party porn. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a whole bunch of people hanging out that just start to have sex with each other.
So let me jump in. I've never seen her watch porn.
Well, and she doesn't do it in front
of
you.
But hear me out. But also, like, I don't care if she does. Right? But when she runs out of the house, I don't just start fucking jerking it.
I don't do that either. I mean, I'm talking 2 to 4 times a month. Yeah.
Can I say one thing I told her about this, too? Like, sometimes, like, I have trouble sleeping. Obviously, if I jerked off, I could go to sleep. But sometimes, like, I don't want her waking up and me having to explain that I'm watching porn. Meanwhile, as soon as I walk out of the house, she's got some fucking... she just starts...
I always say I don't care if you want to.
Well, you may be conservative on the 1,000 dicks, and if you've been watching a porn a week,
God.
52 honestly, porns in the thing you're watching with
honestly,
multiple dicks per session.
I would be more mad that you woke me up in the middle of the night then you woke me up and you're watching porn. Like, I don't care about the porn part of it.
Just don't wake her up.
Yeah, why? Like, don't...
Do you hate it more? Would you rather you wake up and I'm playing Yahtzee or I'm watching porn?
I hate when you're playing Yahtzee. I hate it. And now you're playing just dice.
No, I'm not. I deleted that.
Okay.
I don't want to get into that, but Tommy said, hey, download this app. And I'm like, okay. Oh, and then Tommy stopped playing. So then I'm playing dice on...
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah.
I mean, you've seen multiple dicks within our murder mystery. I mean...
I've seen Tommy's, Justin's, Joe's.
I mean,
I've
Eric,
almost seen Eric's a couple times. You might as well say I have at this point.
Yeah.
So the only people's dick I haven't seen is Sean and Rob and Dylan, R.I.P.
I've seen Rob's dick in Ocean City. Oh. I mean, not just Cancun, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, it's from far away.
By the way, it's a good thing if I know she's watching porn. Like, I like that. Well, but you've been keeping it from me.
But she's not watching porn that I think you would like from the sounds of it.
You know what porn I used to watch, and I rarely watch porn. I'm going to start watching a hell of a lot more of it now. But what I used to watch is only a girl's mouth and a cock.
Oh, wow.
That's all I would watch.
That seems...
And then I'm like,
weird.
God, the only porn I'm watching has the only genitalia is a cock.
Yeah.
So
you've seen a trillion.
Well, I don't think I've watched clearly. I've watched as much porn as Katie. She's got some fucking addiction. It looks like. Anyway, but now whenever I watch it, and it's pretty rare, it's always it's like stepsister. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I used to go casting couch.
Do you like? Does that mean something? Like maybe you're into my sister or something?
No, not yours.
He is.
Although I did talk about her listening to the Rob and Joe show.
You did?
I think I talked about it on the bonus show, though.
Man, if she's listening right now, too, she just gets way too much information.
Yeah,
well, you're the one revealing stuff about yourself. You're the one who's watching porn every day.
We didn't think you'd really answer these questions.
I honestly thought everybody knew that girls watch porn.
No, I didn't think you didn't watch porn. I didn't know you were watching it once a week.
Do you own a porn?
No, why would you do that? You have your phone.
No.
She might have had one from back in the day.
Did you ever?
No, I've never had a porn. I have. There's been a video, but I've never. It wasn't like a porn. Does that make it a porn if it's filmed?
Is it you?
What?
I didn't mean you.
Oh my god! I hate my life.
I meant like. Oh,
kill
god.
Me now, God!
Oh, that's
sure. This guy bests me in every way.
Wow! Oh, do you have this?
Is
video?
That what you're watching every morning?
Hey, bonus show subscribers! Hey. Next month, see Katie getting banged on film.
Hey, it's a group, but
what was
I'm
the
in
real
it.
Question?
I like group porn, but only when I'm in the video.
What was the real question?
I don't remember.
Do you own like a DVD of a porno movie?
No, okay. I have an iPhone.
Okay, but like,
I was born in 1990.
Fair enough.
I don't have a physical porn.
Speaking of that,
you're too young for that.
I said casting couch, and Jim Amato goes, "Are you watching 1970s porn with Juliet Andrews and Ron Jeremy?" No, casting. That's a new. It's actually called casting couch. If you go to YouPorn, you put casting couch in.
It's a new thing.
It's where they pretend that they're. They come.
Applying for
yeah,
a job.
They're applying for gotcha. A job. Next thing you know, you're banging them or whatever. That's, you know, it's clearly fake.
And
but
we've tried that with Dialect Productions. It does not work.
Yes,
that
it
way.
Never works. Dorian Gray would never fuck me.
Do you have a go to site, Katie?
Do
you want to give him a plug?
Yeah, maybe maybe get a sponsor.
YouPorn and RedTube, those are probably the
classics.
Yeah. I mean, I go to YouPorn when I go. Mm-hmm. I mean, why? I can see everything I want to see. I mean,
there's one that's called like Hamster.
X-Hamster. I'm familiar with that one. Yeah, okay. Tim got me on that one.
Really? What's on there?
It's all the same. Yeah, it's not it's hamsters.
Thank God.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Joe.
No, I'm not. I just wish I knew what was going on in the life of my
Do you think
fiance.
It's her like duty to like tell you that?
Well, I would like it. So how about sharing?
Well, no,
right?
But she's. It's not about you. It's about
I don't care
her
as long as she's
time.
Getting sexual pleasure. I would like that.
Yeah. No. I didn't think of it. I didn't think to tell you because it's just been my whole life, not just when you came.
Man, I don't know,
what I mean?
Know you at all.
Shut up.
Man, I wish I knew more about you.
Yeah. God, you sure you're ready to get married?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to talk a little more. Maybe this is why you can't get a dog. That girl's always watching porn in that house.
I'm into divorce porn.
Yeah.
We're on our way to Lancaster, by the way. Yeah. I just told Katie
already.
Will this
be added into the vowels?
So. Sorry about the dog situation, Robbie.
Hey, one other thing. Speaking of Robbie.
Speaking of dicks.
So
sorry, Robbie.
So, first of all, you know, MoviePass is fucking us. So you're aware of that?
Yeah, I'm glad I never used that fraud company.
Rob was protesting.
Yeah. So, I just take a stand, Robbie. You got to have some principles.
If I'm not, Katie told me this. So, by the way, Katie already cost me $20 today. She doesn't realize that yet about the the foster dog family. Anyway.
You can just buy her a porn subscription.
Yeah, get on the mic. Remember you told me that if you foster a dog and you keep it, then you're not allowed to foster.
It's a foster fail.
They told me no. That's not the case.
Who said that?
What's that?
Who said that?
So currently Marcus is fostering a dog and they asked his wife and she goes, no, we can keep it and we can foster again. So I bet Robbie $20. So now I said, I'm not going to believe it until she checks with the shelter. But once that happens and it's confirmed, then I owe Robbie $20. And you know how happy he's going to be about being right? And I got to pay him $20. Either Jeez. Way.
Just go watch porn, Katie.
Yeah. Probably foster fail porn.
Foster fail.
But
I like it. Do you want a big dog?
But this weekend, the Big Lebowski, they were doing a special showing.
I saw that. Yes.
And, we went online, and I was like, hey, Katie, can we go? Because I wanted to go see it on the big screen. Mm-mm. No. She foster failed me.
She foster failed you?
And I would like to have told Robbie I saw the Big Lebowski.
Damn it.
But I wasn't able to do that.
That's how Robbie's girlfriend proposed to him. She'll say they're going to see a movie, and it turns out they're going to see a Big Lebowski. And they break up.
So. Then they go straight to the buffet.
Exactly. Hey, shout out to Todd Moore, killed it on AmeriCast.
God, he was so good, man. He was so, yeah. Hey, how many times have I heard somebody on AmeriCast and then texted you what a great job they did?
Oh, once.
One time.
Yeah, I think.
That was Todd Moore, yeah. Man. He was really, really, really good.
So good job, Courtney. Good job, Todd. Marcus, your thoughts? It's your baby. How did you think Todd did?
I thought Todd did a great job. And Courtney did a great job, too. It was one of those, when I got the file, and I saw it was an hour and 40 minutes. I put my head in my hands and went, Jesus Christ. But when I listened to it, it was a really good show. And the hour and 40 went by quick.
Well, Todd complimented Joe pretty strongly, I said, well, Joe's going to love this episode.
And I'm telling you right now, that was nothing.
I know. Yeah.
It was everything that he said. It was right in line with like my belief set.
Right.
Sorry, Marcus. And so
fuck off.
It really, again, he didn't get into a lot of the causes that bother you, but the things he did say resonated with me, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, I think it was what resonated with me was just don't let things you read on social media drive you crazy when that's not the accurate, not a full
what he said, and
look
I'll,
at the truth.
I'll go way, way up. Regardless of what you watch, CNN or Fox or what MSNBC, it's all horseshit. That's what he's saying. And that is as long
as...
It's
all ratings driven.
Right. As long as you make more money, the more viewers you have, then you tailor your broadcast towards gaining those viewers, and therefore you're not going to get the news. You're going to get entertainment, and if you think it's anything other than that, that's on you.
Right.
That's a right and a left thing. It doesn't matter. There's not one news that's all integrity and another news that's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. So that's basically what he was saying. I'm not sure that he had a right or left slant to that part of it, but God, that resonated with me, and I couldn't agree more with that.
Good job, Todd. Proud of you, buddy. He also went on TMOS, but I didn't listen yet, but I shall. Hey, this weekend we're back in Winchester, Virginia, the Bright Box. August 11th, the Murder Mystery Back to the 80s, two shows.
Hey, do you know how sales are? I haven't even...
They said that the early show was low tickets warning. They posted that today.
Oh, that's good, so good, good.
Things are trending nicely. And then Sunday, I'll be back here in Annapolis opening up for Kevin Nealon, two shows.
Hey, Robbie, make your comment.
Oh, God.
Tonight, premiere Better Call Saul.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I was going to say, I thought you were going to shit on Kevin Nealon. Right.
Yeah, I decided not to.
And tonight, the most shocking Bachelorette finale ever.
Yes.
That's what they always say. But the Robbie, not shocking to Robbie, who, of course.
Yeah, Robbie's exactly already seen it. He's already
he already know what ring the guy bought her. Yeah.
The Bachelorette season's been very boring. Yeah. Tomorrow night's the big premiere.
Oh, God, that stupid thing. Oh, God. That's the worst thing. That show's so bad it belongs on Bravo. So.
Katie just flips you off.
Katie, all right. Next week we will premiere Katie's porn video from 9 years ago.
God, that better not be on her phone. Whatever that is. Is it on your phone?
No, God, this is so long ago.
Well, that's bad, too.
She was 11 years old. I don't want to talk about it. All right. See you guys next week.
See ya.